maximum allowable offer. There's a previous video that I did on after repair value. You should go check it out. All you have to do is just Google my name and after repair value. That video should pop right up. You need. Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I'm the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of the 11daschallenge.com. So basically, on this episode, we're talking about maximum allowable offer. There's a previous video that I did on after repair value. You should go check it out. All you have to do is just Google my name and after repair value, that video should pop right up. You need to watch that video because that video, you're going to find it very useful. Also, with the new tool that we just introduced, it's a free tool, completely free tool, calculator, estimator. It's called dealestimator.com that you can use to determine this kind of situation. So basically working on my first deal, this is a question that came in, right? Working on my first deal with a highly motivated seller. What's a motivated seller? Somebody that needs to get rid of a property as of yesterday. They don't care about money. They just care about peace of mind. This property has become a liability and they need to absolutely get rid of it, right? So seller is widowed and cannot afford the mortgage payments and is facing foreclosure. She only wants to walk away with a little money to relocate. That's understandable. The after repair value, again, you can go check out the other video about after repair value. How do you come up with after repair value? You can go to dealestimator.com. We have a new tool that allows you to come up with comparables easily, okay? She only wants, okay, the after repair value is $163,200, right? And repairs around $15,000. Right, so repair estimates are just estimates. If you're going to be buying this property as an investor, you want to make sure that you do your due diligence and make sure that your estimate is good, right? Because if your estimate is off, let's say you estimated $15,000 and it's actually going to take you $30,000 to fix the property, then basically that deal is doomed. You don't want that, right? So repair estimate around $15,000. Mortgage owed is $124,000. Behind on mortgage payments is $5,000. Okay. Can this work? This is a fantastic question. First of all, the first thing is you want to know what your maximum allowable offer is, right? If you were to be paying cash offer for the property, that's the first option. Okay. Now, if you couldn't, there are other exceptions to the rule, and I want to talk about all of that. But before I get into all of that, while we're looking at these numbers, just in case you're brand new here or you need a refresher, this is about real estate wholesaling, which is a real estate investing strategy. Basically, we buy low and we sell high. How do we get to buy low and find discounted properties? You have to market. You have to market to a target audience of people that you know very likely they need to get rid of a property. Case in point, an example of that would be people on a pre-foreclosure list. Pre-foreclosure list in most counties in the United States is a public list of people that are 3 months or behind on their mortgage payment, right? So basically, the clock is ticking. They may take away their property, their real estate property, right? So that's not what they want. So sometimes just getting rid of the property is the best bet. They can still walk away with something. Like this person said, the owner is widowed and just want a little money, maybe $2,000 to be able to relocate. They don't want to deal with the property any longer. So now with $163,200, we're going to use a 65% rule. For the most part, 65% rule. If your market is very competitive, it can go as far as up to 75-80%. What is that? It's a factor. It's basically a margin factor that will allow you to make profit. Okay, so you can't afford to pay more than 65% total cost of the after repair value of the property. Okay, after repair value is what you're gonna sell it for. So the idea is you pay low and you sell high. That's how you make profit, right? So after repair value is 163, with the 65% rule, you're looking at about $105,000. $105,000, right? So now in addition to that, there's repairs around $15,000. I'm not paying for that, right? I'm the buyer. That the deal is going to be paying for that. So 105 minus $15,000, you're looking at about $90,000, right? $90,000. I can't afford to pay more than $90,000, but they owe $124,000, right? So a cash offer, it's not gonna work unless I negotiate what they call a short sale with the bank, meaning the bank must be willing to accept less than $124,000. Basically, I'll get the homeowner to say, you know what, you can't afford this property, we gotta make the bank forgive you the rest. It's called short sales. So I will go to the bank with the offer of $90,000, right? And say, can you accept that? If they accept it, we'll do the deal. I'll give the homeowner $1,000 or $2,000 to relocate. We'll keep it moving. But let's say we do a quick math. What is the mortgage payment of $124,000? Let's say that comes up to about $500. I don't know exactly, but let's just say $500, right? But the rent in that area goes for about $1,000. So maybe we don't need to pay off the mortgage. Maybe we can strike what they call a subject to mortgage deal. Basically, we take over responsibility, not on paper. It cannot be official, right? But there are ways you can do that with a trust. I'm not going to get into that right now. But basically, we effectively take over the payment of $500, which is the total expenses of maintaining the property. We collect rent for $1,000, and then we're making $500 in between. So we have to come up with $5,000 to bring the mortgage back current, and maybe another $5,000 to give to the homeowner to relocate. We paid $10,000 just to make $500 every month. Okay, so go check out Deal Estimator. As of right now, we're still working on the subject to calculator. It will be up there momentarily, but this is exactly very simple. How do you come up with the cash offer? The maximum allowable offer calculator is already there. That's how you come up with that. That's how you know, like, okay, I can only afford $90,000, but they owe $124,000. So that's not gonna work, right? But we can work if we check out the rent in the area. We check out how much they're obligated to pay, plus how much are they behind a mortgage to bring it back current. All of that math, you can rewind this video and listen to it over and over again, but there will be a calculator at dealestimator.com to make it easy for you. All right, so with that being said, if you're struggling with having people to talk to, you need leads, okay? That's something we cover extensively here. You can know all this stuff. If you don't know how to generate people to talk to, okay? If you know how to generate money, monetize a list, you'll fail. SmartRealEstateWholesaling.com. Go get this book for free. And if you go there right now, I'll give you this for free right now, okay? If you go there, and it's also available in paper, Kindle, and audiobook. That's all I have for you on this episode. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.